Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Here's Pastor Mark Pearl. Enjoy the message.
This morning, let's go to the book of James, chapter 1. I talked Wednesday night about obedience, and it's kind of a quiet service. When you talk about, okay, maybe you did respond a little bit, but I had to coax you. You know, obedience. But how many know we need to know about obedience? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're in a time in a church where, you know, people want to be favorite word people. You know, whatever I, you know, preach what I like, Pastor. Well, I don't even get to preach what I like. So I don't know why I'd preach what you like. If I'm going to please anybody, you know, and preach, I'd preach what I want to preach on. But, you know, God knows what we need, right? Amen. I believe He's just big enough to know what we need. You know, I'll say something. I'll be preaching sometimes, and I'll say things. I'll think, why in the world am I talking about this? And find out after the service somebody needed to hear it. Well, the Lord knows. Amen. But this morning, you know, and kind of along those themes, you know, of obedience, you know, we talked about how, you know, there's consequences for obedience, good consequences. There's consequences for disobedience, bad consequences. And see, a lot of people want to know, which we talked about that in the bulletin this morning, if you had a chance to read the Word. We talked about, you know, a lot of the tragedies and things. And even the Lord spoke to us about some of that Wednesday night through prophetic word about the tragedies that are going on. I think I have that prophecy here. Yes, and it's even big enough print I can read it without glasses. Praise God. You know, one of the things he said to us about Wednesday night as the prophetic word came forth, he said, what about all the disasters? What about all the turmoil, says the Lord, is taking place on the earth? Yea, did I not say in my word that I would keep you? Did I not give you Psalm 91? Did I not give you promises? Run, not in fear, but run in faith. Look not to the darkness, but look to the light, for there comes thy victory. Our victory is coming out of the light, amen? Yeah. And I'm almost at the point right now where I'm just about ready to just, you know, I've cut the news off a lot, mostly, totally, you know. And I used to, like, go for runs, and, you know, you can tell by my body shape I haven't ran in a while. But maybe I'll get back to that. But I used to, runs every, several times a week. And I'd listen to talk radio, you know. And I had to cut that off because I was wanting to find somebody to fight. Put a fighting spirit in me, you know. You know, I want to argue, fight, and kick somebody, you know. And so, you know, I realized that you can't, you know, you got to watch what you allow in your heart because it corrupts the pure seed in there. So. And now I've got to where I'm thinking, well, I don't even know if I can even I'll check it out on my iPad, you know. I don't even know if I can check out any of the news now. It's just all bad. It's all blown up, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like one guy, he's passed on now, but he was pretty popular in his day of a political talk guy. And he was talking about how he went to a city to give a speech, you know. And he said that the news media reported that there were protests. And he said, I drove through the protests. He said, I had to drive through, he was driven through the protests to get into the building. He said, there were three people. Now, the truth was, there were protests, but they weren't worth reporting on. Amen. I mean, you could get three people mad at you for ordering spaghetti. Amen. So it is. So you have to kind of watch that because it could be true, but it's just blown up. It's really blown up. But what I want to talk about this morning, I was going to say this about the disasters. You know, the disasters, all this, you know, all the flooding and the hurricanes and the fires and, you know, yada yada yada. All that's been going on over and over and over and over again. You know, we just need to realize that there's a couple reasons why that happens. One, because the earth's under the curse. Adam, when he sinned, cursed us all. Right? So when you get to heaven, kick him in a place or two. Well, maybe you better forgive him, I guess. All right. But, you know, and another thing is this, when people always want to lay all this as the judgment of God. God's mad at us and he's judging us. Well, I don't deny the judgment of God. You know, the judgment of God's real, but a lot of the stuff we blame on, you know, the judgment of God, it's just our own fault. Because when we get in disobedience, it opens the door for the devil to take advantage. God didn't have anything to do with it. We just got out of his perfect will. Right? People say, well, God got me because, you know, no, God, if God wanted to get you, we'd all be got. Amen. Right. So this morning, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this. Actually, it's really a question. The message is really a question. Are you a doer of the word? Amen. Now, are you a doer of the word? Now, you know what? Here's what I found out after almost 40 years of this. That, Troy, I found this out. You can think you're doing the word, and then when you look at it, you think, I left that part out. Has anybody ever put something together? And you can think, you know, this is like me. You know, I'm not really good at finding things in the house. We lived in the house we were at. We lived there for probably four months before I found the sugar. You know, I have coffee, you know. I mean, I have to have a spoonful of sugar in it or I don't want it. My wife says, you're not a coffee drinker, you're a sugar and cream drinker. But it's the truth. If I don't have a little, you know, I have to have some flavored creamer and just a spoonful of sugar. So I got a little bowl there, you know, in the kitchen, a little container, my sugar holds in it. Well, it just keep it getting refilled. Phyllis would refill it, and she'd refill it. Well, one day it got empty, and she wasn't there to refill it. So I'm knowing where the sugar's at, you know. So I'm looking in the pantry and all, and so I have to call her and say, where's the sugar at, you know. And she takes me to the sugar. And you know what I found out? The sugar, I'd been passing by the sugar for 4 months to get the potato chips. It's right in there. I just wasn't looking for sugar. I was looking for chips. See, are there any other guys like me? You guess one track, and if anything else is added on, it's tilt. Remember those old, what were they? Come on, you know. Pinball machines, you know, we used to play, and you'd shake them a little bit, trying to get a little bit of advantage, but if you went too far, tink, you lost it. Well, you know, that's kind of the way I am. You know, when I got a one-track mind, if I'm looking for this, I'm not noticing anything else. And sometimes we can be that way with the Word, you know. We can just get where we're not realizing we're not really doing what the Word says. Amen? Now, look at James chapter 1. Let's start there, James chapter 1. So we have to make sure, and you know, you have to check up on yourself. And when I'm talking about doing the word, you know, a lot of times people think about, the Ten Commandments. Man, I haven't broken any of those for 15 days. Well, now, there's more to the word than the Ten Commandments. There's things the Bible tells us to do for our benefit. Right? And if we have time, we may look at some of those this morning. But let's go to James chapter 1. And verse 22, it's a familiar scripture to maybe a lot of us, but let's have it again for the first time. How about that? James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. See, what's the deception? Well, see, the thing that, and this can happen to all of us. It's probably happened to every one of us. I know it's happened to me, where you know what the Bible says, and you think because you know what the Bible says, it's working for you. But let me know, just because you know what the Bible says doesn't mean it's working for you. You have to do what the Bible says for it to work for you. Amen. And so, but be you doers, deceiving your own self. So the deception is there's something that's called, and I think Brother Kenyon years ago is the one that kind of, I don't know if he coined the phrase, but he's the one that made it popular in Christian circles, E.W. Kenyon, called it mental assent. Now, what's mental assent? Mental assent means I agree with everything Pastor says. I agree with the Word, but I'm not doing it. I agree with. See, mental sin, it hears, it admires, it admits. Right? But it doesn't do. And that's the deception, is because you agree with the Word, but I mean, you can't just agree with the Word. You got to do the Word. You have to go beyond just agreeing with it. You have to step out and do what it actually said do. And so that's the deception, is you can begin to think, you know, everything's all right because I agree with the Word. I agree with it. I'm on track with you, Pastor. Hey, preach that, Pastor. Well, that's good. But listen, you got to be a doer of the Word. It can't just be mental assent. I've said this, you know, and this is the truth. I got born again at a younger age. I was 21 when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Now, at 20 years old, at 19 years old, or at 18 years old, when I was living a life of drugs and alcohol, if you would ask me, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God, I would have said yes. If you'd ask me if I believe Jesus was Lord and the only way to heaven, I would have said yes. If you'd ask me if I believe Jesus was raised from the dead, I would have said yes. Paul said that if you believe on the Lord Jesus and confess Him as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. I believed everything to be saved. But I wasn't saved. Why? Because Paul said, if you believe in your heart, this was all just mental assent. I agreed with it, but I wasn't acting on it. When you act on it, that's when the power goes to work for you. Amen? So a lot of times, you got to watch it that you're not just mentally agreeing with the Word, but you're actually doing the Word of God. Now, I'm going to show you some things if I have time this morning, because if you don't think that all of us can do it, I'm going to show you a scripture right now that's probably got every one of us before. Amen. Now, let's go to James chapter 1 again. Verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man which beholds his natural face in a glass," or that's a mirror, "for he beholds himself and goes his way and immediately forgets what manner of man he was." So he said, if you don't do the word, if you hear the word, you're not a doer. You're like a guy who looks in the mirror and he leaves, and he may have a mole on the right side of his face, but he can't tell you what side it's on. He may know he's got one, but he can't tell you what it's on, because he never did anything with the information he saw. He didn't do anything with it. But he who, verse 25, "He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer." Now notice this, a doer of the what?
Word.
See, about half of you said word. About half of you said work. Did y'all hear that? I heard a D and a K on the end of that. You know what it said? The work. You know, what does that mean? Well, it's work to do the word. A doer of the work, this man, notice this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we have to be doers. What's a doer of the work? Well, that means we're practicing the word. We're doing the word. We're doing what the word says. We're not just hearers of the word. This is real simple today, but this is really what where we miss it. Listen, the word works for everybody. Right? How many of the word doesn't know any age limit? I meet people, sometimes they get a little older and they think, well, I'm sick and I got this ailment because it's just old age. Well, guess what? The word works for old people too. It's like a lady one time. She was an evangelist in her 80s, and she was, Brother Hagin was talking about it, she was dying of cancer. She had tumors in her body. And Brother Hagin, another pastor asked him, said, "Hey, will you come over and let's pray for this lady? You know, she's an evangelist lady and 80 years old. She's got tumors in her body, and she's dying. And so Brother Hagin said, "Sure, I'll go over there with you and we'll pray." So Brother Hagin said he went over to pray for her, and she said, "Brother Hagin, she said, I'm 80-some years old. I've lived a good life. Just leave me alone." She called them boys, "you boys," because Brother Hagin said I was,
I don't know what, his 40s or 50s, to an 80-year-old woman, a 40 or 50-year-old a boy. And she said, "You boys just leave me alone, let me die." He said, "Well," he said, "die if you want to, but don't die like this. Let God heal you." And he talked her into letting him pray for her, and you know what? She got healed. And at 90-something, she was still going out and preaching. Amen? Amen. So the Word, and how many of the Word works for young people too?
Yes.
A lot of times, some young people, you don't just think that I'm just preaching to the adults. This works for everybody. It'll put it to work. If you don't put it to work, it doesn't work for you, but you got to put it to work. Amen? Now, James chapter 2, go verse 26. We're just going to teach this morning. Is this all right? Verse 26. "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So there could be, you could have faith, but it could be dead faith. It's still faith. It's just not doing anything. See, let's just use the word Ralph. Let's say Ralph sitting here on the front row and his spirit leaves his body. What's going to happen? Poof. He's going to fall over. Because the spirit without what? The body without the spirit is what? It's dead. So when the spirit leaves the body has no life. So that tells me just right there, what I put in my heart affects my body. Because my body has something to do, my spirit has something to do with my body being alive, see. So if Ralph's spirit leaves his body and he falls over on the floor, guess what we have on our hands? We got a dead body. Now, is it still a body? Yeah, it's just dead. We just got to do something with it. We got to, you know, load it in the back of your car and let you take it to the funeral or something. We got to do something with this body because we can't leave it here all week. Right? Because it's going to start smelling. So we got to get it out, right? But we're not, but it's still a body, it's just a dead body. Right? See, faith's the same way. When you stop, when you don't act on the word, your faith goes, it just goes limp. It's not doing anything. It falls in the floor. It stinks. We have to act. Hallelujah. We got to act on something. Amen. We got to do something. Remember what, I don't know if I want to go to all these scriptures, but let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Go there, Matthew chapter 7. I'm just kind of winging it this morning. Is this okay? I'm not real prepared this morning. Not that I haven't prayed, not that I haven't sought God, but I'm just kind of just flying under the radar, maybe you could say. Anyway, Matthew chapter 7. I'm just kind of just filling out the will of God for what he has this morning. Matthew chapter 7. Got it? Verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine," and he what? So here we're talking about being a doer of the word, aren't we? He does them. "Then I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock." So being a hearer, now how many know we got to hear it to do it, right? So, you know, we're not belittling hearing. Hearing's important. But you got to do more than just hear it. You got to do it. And he said, verse 26, "Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So here we go. We've got two people that one hears the word and doesn't do it, one hears the word and does do it, and Jesus says their lives turn out totally different. Both had storms. You're going to have storms in life. They're just going to come. Isn't that exciting? But how many know they're going to come? But whether your house stands or whether your house falls depends on what you do with the Word of God. Are you doing the Word? Well, I don't know any word to do. Well, you know what? If you read this book, it'll give you a lot to do. How many know that?
Yeah.
If you just come to church, we'll give you a lot to do. I mean, we'll preach a lot that you can do. Now let's go to Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. I know we're looking at some scripture this morning, but this is good for us.
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 4, because I want to show you something. Just one area where you got to ask yourself, am I a doer of the word in this area? Because there's a lot of areas. You know, the Bible talks about bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Do you do that? The Bible talks about, you know, about prayer. Do you do that? The Bible talks about tithe and offering. Do you do that? The Bible talks about church attendance. Do you do that? The Bible talks, see, a lot of different things that we don't think about. You know, we think, well, I'm not lying, Pastor. I'm not stealing. I'm not committing adultery. I got the bases covered. But there's a lot of other things the Bible instructs us to do so we can have a good, blessed life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, look, man, I'll tell you, I've practiced this for about 40 years now and have found out that any time my house starts to shake, it's because I'm not doing what God said do. Some way or another, I'm not doing what He said do. I'm not acting on the Word, because when I act on the Word, when the storm comes, my house, it's not gonna fall. It's not gonna collapse. Amen. And see, don't wait till you get in trouble to build your house on the rock. Don't wait till trouble hits and say, where's my Bible? Where's that scripture at? Have, you know, get that built in you so your house is built on a firm foundation. It's hard to put plywood up when the winds are blowing 90 miles an hour. You know, I remember when I was a kid, 12 years old or 13 years old, my uncle was and I think Randy did too. We'd work for our uncle every now and then, Uncle Buster. He built houses. And so, you know, as a kid, you're out of school for the summer, so you hit him up for a job. And I always got the lowliest menial jobs out there. I mean, he had carpenters that were skilled that did the other stuff. But, you know, we got the menial. I remember menial task. I remember my first task working for Uncle Buster was to keep the cows from getting out of the pasture. I was 12 years old. And Uncle Buster, I don't know what he was doing, but there was a big mound inside this pasture, and they had a dozer, and they were taking the dirt out of it and putting it in a dump truck and hauling it somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but I would have to open the gate and let the dump trucks enter out. And my job title was, I got to think of what would the job title be for someone that doesn't let the cows get out? Gatekeeper. But see, these are all two. These work. See, I appreciate your help, but let me just tell you, those won't work on LinkedIn. You got to have something more, you know, more meat sounding than that. So, you know, something more dignified. I was a gate engineer. It's like my younger brother one time worked for a gas station. He said he was a petroleum engineer exchanger. That means he exchange the petroleum from the pump to your car, you know. But I remember, you know, I'd have to open the gate, and I thought, I'm only 12 years old, you know, and I remember one of those cows, bulls, whatever it was, looking at me one time, just staring me down, Jason. And I thought, what am I going to do if he decides he wants to get out? You know. Yeah. Well, anyway, so, you know, what I was saying was I remember one of the jobs I had for Uncle Buster was when we were decking a house, you know, in the roof part, you'd have to carry the shingles up. That would be me. Or you'd have to get the plywood up, you know. And so the way you got the plywood up was some guy would come, he'd walk the rafters and stand down there on the end. You would slide it up to him. He'd grab the end of it, and then you would swing it like that and swing it up there on the roof, you know. And boy, but if the wind ever hit it, man, he's going off the roof. The plywood's going off the roof. It's coming down.
And that's the way people try to do sometimes with their lives spiritually, is when things start falling apart, then they show up at church. Then they look for their Bible. Then they look for God. Now, God's merciful and He'll help you, but sometimes it's a little late. You should be building your house on the rock right now, doing what the Word of God says right now. Every day, man, when I'm feeding on the Scriptures, man, I'm building on the rock. Hallelujah. Every day when I'm spending time fellowshipping with God, I'm building on the rock. I'm getting my life established firm, like Jesus said, on a solid foundation. I'm not just hearing what Jesus said. I'm going to do what He said. Because He said it would cause my house to stand. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Go there. Philippians, the fourth chapter. This is the Old King James, so it reads a little different. It says, be careful for nothing, or don't have any anxiety or worry about anything. Don't raise your hand. How many people have 100% obeyed that? That's what I thought. You notice my hand didn't go up either. Now, is that the word? Well, okay. Does anybody else believe it's the word besides the call to Myers? Is that the word? Should we do that? Don't worry. How many of the Bible says don't do it? You have the ability not to do it. You may have to fight, but you have the ability not to do it. Not everything that we do in this Christian life is easy. Right? We can't be lazy and make it in the Christian life. It's not always easy. One guy said this. He said, I never had heard this before, but I thought, boy, this says it all. He said, you know what my dad used to tell me? He said, you got to fight like the third monkey trying to get on the ark. I said, I never thought of that before. I guess that third monkey did put up kind of fight, you know. I'm getting on. How many know there's times in our spiritual walk we have to fight the good fight of faith. And so we have to be willing to not be lazy. Amen. And you have to see that it's the devil that's the invader. It's the devil that's the adversary. It's the devil that's trying to take away your blessing. And you have to recognize that and fight and say, no, you're not. You're not going to do it. Amen. What would you guys do if some guy came into your house and said, I'm throwing you out. I'm taking your wife. I'm throwing you out. Think you'd fight? You better say amen. So, I think some of you said, no, I'd just go. We need to talk. We need to have some counseling here. Let me try this question again. What would you guys do if some guy came into your house and said, I'm throwing you out and taking your wife? What would you do? Well, thank God some of you got it right. Amen. Why? Because this isn't right. See, when things come on us that Jesus Christ has redeemed us from, it's not right. We got to learn this isn't just life. This is the devil. This is the curse. We're redeemed from all that. We're redeemed from the curse. And so we have to fight, see? You know, I'm fighting some things that, you know, I've told you about. I don't hide things. You know, I've lived a healthy life. I'll just tell you that. Since I've given my life to Jesus Christ, man, I've been healthy. Thank God for it. Now, I've had a few attacks. I don't mean to say that, but not many. But I found myself back in June praying over seven things that were wrong in my body. Seven. I don't have seven things. I don't live that way. I don't live with seven things wrong in my body. I don't do that. That's not me. I don't do that. Now, you can do it if you want it, but I don't like it. I don't like pain. I don't like anything wrong in my body. I don't like medicine. I'm not against it. Hear me now. I'm not against it. I just don't like it. I don't want it. Right? You know, this isn't anti-medicine or anti-vax. Are you vax? Are you not vaccinated? You know, and all that. All that stuff is going around. I don't think it's anybody's business but yours. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody's telling me to put something in my body if I don't want it in my body. Forget it. Now, that's not an... And if I want it, then I put it in there. Whatever.
That's between me and God, right? All right. Now, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, seven things. So on June the 6th of this year, I sought God. I prayed. You know, the Bible says what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. Wonder if that means healing. Right? Well, what would whatsoever be? Well, whatsoever be anything that's the will of God, right? Right? See, the scripture before that, he said, if you doubt not in your heart, right? Remember that? If you believe, you don't doubt. Well, the only way you can believe is by, the only way faith comes is by what? And hearing by what? So the only way you could truly believe something is if the Bible prompts it to you. All right? Is that right? So when it says whatsoever, that just, you know, that sounds like a blanket statement, like, you know, everything. But it's everything God has provided for us in His Word. Everything you can have faith for. You can't have faith for things He didn't provide for you. You know what I'm saying? See, you could pull in here in a brand new four-wheel drive truck, and I could say, I'm believing God for that. Well, how many know, first of all, there's a couple things wrong with that. Number one, it's called covetousness. Thou shalt not covet. Haven't you ever? That's one of the commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's pickup. That's a Ten Commandment, guys. Now, what's the other thing that's wrong with that? There's no way I could have faith in that because it's not promised me. What if I said, you know what? I've got 10 $1,000 bills in my billfold right now. I don't even know if they make them. Do they? I don't know. But let's just say they do. Let's say I got $10,000 bills in my billfold, and I'm giving them away this morning. How many going to shout? What are you shouting about? I didn't tell you I was going to give it to you. There's more than 10 people here. See, the only way you could shout if I said, Angie, I've got $1,000 bills in my billfold, and I'm giving you one. She can shout. Why? Because faith cometh by what? So if God promised, and how many know, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to know that the Bible promises us divine healing. Right? Well, there are some deaf, dumb, and blind preachers. I know that. But it's right in there, black and white, red and white, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. So, June 4th. Give or take a day or two. I've got it written down, believe me. I think it was the 4th. I think you guys are wrong. You weren't there. How do you know? Guys, trying to tell me when I prayed, I was there. You weren't there. I think it was the 4th. It was 6-4. 6-4. Everybody say 6-4. All right, 6-4. Anyway, I prayed and asked God for healing for all seven of those things. I believed I received it. Why? Because, well, listen, I've got in one of my Bibles, I've got like tabs. Like, see, there's a little tab here in this Bible on top. I don't know if you can see that or not. But it was 24 or 27 of them marking all the scriptures that talk about divine healing in the Bible. All the way from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And I'll go to those tabs and I'll read those scriptures. You know why? Because that's where my faith comes from. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
Word.
So I'll go through and read those scriptures on healing, and I'll do that. I'm not going to tell you I do it every day. I should, but I'm being honest with you. Sometimes I miss a day or so. But I go through there reading those. Just, what am I doing? I'm just keeping my faith alive. I believed I received for seven things. I've never had seven things wrong in my body. Seven things. Well, you know, in a short time, three of the things went away. Thank God. One of them now is almost totally gone. So that means there's only about 3¾ left. Amen. Thank God. Why? Because listen, I'm not going to take it lying down. I'm going to be a worker of the Word and do the Word And Jesus said, what things I desire when I pray, believe I receive them, I shall have them. I'm going to do that. That's part of the word. I'm going to act on that scripture, and I'm going to fight for what belongs to me.
Amen.
Now, well, you know, how long will it take? I don't know. That's really not the issue. The issue is just me do what I'm supposed to do. Right? Now, here's a scripture. See, how many have never worried? I was telling a woman one time, I talked to a woman one time, I was respectful because she was older than me. You know, you're supposed to respect your elders. I was raised that way. Right? I still believe that. And so I was respectful, but she was telling me about how she was worried about something, you know. And we were walking in the church, you know. And I started talking to her about what the Bible said about worry. You know, we're having this conversation walking in the parking lot, you know. And so it wasn't a real long conversation. But, you know, I just told her. She said to me, bless her heart, she said, anybody that doesn't worry about something is crazy. Now, with all due respect, I was respectful. I said, people that worry go crazy. See, what did the Bible say? Did Paul mean this, or was he just like messing around here? You know, he's like, you know, I got to write something to the Philippians. I'm running out of things to say. So, guys, just don't worry. How many know this is the scripture, right? How many know the Bible tells us that holy men were moved by the Holy Spirit, right, as they wrote, right? You know, Peter said the things that Paul wrote were scripture. So this is God talking to us. Amen? So be careful for nothing, but in everything. How many things?
Everything
by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Supplication means a definite request. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto the pastor. What does it say? It says God. You know, now I don't mind praying with you and knowing, you know, some details. But I can't answer the prayer. God can. Right? There are people that will talk to me before they talk to God. I talk to God first because He's the one that can do something about it. You know, so be careful for nothing. How many practice this scripture religiously? I take it by your silence, that's not everybody. Well, I'm guilty too, right? Everything, how many things? Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace, if you do what God said, here's what will happen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Woo! Keep that open there. I want to read that other verse or two. But I just wanted to bring that out to you. How many know that's a scripture that we should be doing?
Right.
See, we're talking about being doers of the word. That's one we ought to be doing right there. Now, I remember way back in the Lord dealt with me about this scripture way back in the early 80s, 1980s. He dealt with me about this scripture. And He said it to me this way. He's, you know, how many know God knows what you're doing and what you're not doing, right?
Yeah.
And so He dealt with me about this scripture. And the Lord said to me, He said, son, if every time you went out of the house, somebody attacked you and beat you up, and I gave you two bodyguards, and they, you know, that nobody would mess with. He said, if you left the house without those bodyguards and you got beat up, it's your own fault. So He was telling me, if I've given you the recipe for how to keep yourself protected in this area, and if you don't do it, it's your own fault.
Right.
It's your own fault. Wow. Now, look what else He said. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think or meditate on these things. Well, there's a list of something to do, isn't it? Now, once again, how many know we can probably use some improvement in this area, right? You know, where we allow thoughts. Now, how many know you can't keep thoughts from coming, right? Good, bad thoughts come to us, right? Right? The devil put a thought in your mind and then blame you. Why, are you such a big Christian? Why'd you think that? You can drive down the road, see billboards and get thoughts put in your mind. Yeah. I was driving down the road one day. I saw this billboard here in town. It said, best ribs in Evansville. I thought, baby's going to have to try some of them. See, it put something in my mind, see. I don't think I ever have tried them yet, but anyway. You know, why is advertisement for? It's to put something in your mind to change your thinking, right? See, that's what's the problem now. Now, don't get mad at me, but that's the problem with the news media today. It's not reporting, it's brainwashing. It's trying to change your thinking to think the way they want you to think, right? You used to get some actual news, some actual reporting. But there's not much of that left any longer. It's just all brainwashing. It's all slanted. Right? So we have to understand. We have to watch what we're thinking. We have to, if it doesn't match this list, kick it out. See, even, you know, Brother Hagin used to say it like this. He said, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest in your hair. You can't stop wrong thoughts. I can't regulate who drives down my street, right? Anybody can drive down the street. It's a public street. But I can stop who comes in my door. See, thoughts are that way. You can't help thoughts from coming. They will come. Now, you can help. You can make things worse by feeding on wrong things. But you're still going to have thoughts, all kinds of crazy thoughts. Probably not very many of us in here, we haven't been worshiping God, praising God, our mind on the Lord, and all of a sudden we have thoughts, I wonder if that donut place next door is open. Real spiritual. Where'd that come from? Well, that's called distractions. See? Right? Why do people commit suicide? I'm telling you why they commit suicide. Because they start thinking wrong thoughts. That's it. They don't. See, as a Christian, we got to obey the Scripture. What are we supposed to think of? We're supposed to check it with this. Well, that's being a doer of the Word, right? Verse 9. Come on, are you with me today? I'm about to wind down. I want one more scripture and then we'll receive communion. Now, look at verse 9. Paul said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Notice this, everybody, look at that. Do. Everybody say do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Well, how many want some peace? Yeah. Well, you do what these three verses just said, four verses, three verses. Do what these three verses just said and you're going to have peace, Paul said. That's what he said. He said, man, Pastor, my mind's so troubled. Do what these verses say. Amen. Just practice them. Just do them. And you'll have peace. Yeah. Can't you just like wave your pastor wand over my head and cause all these wrong thoughts to go away? Well, if I could do it for you, I'd do it for me. Right? No. See, we have to fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. Amen. Now, let me see. We want to go one more scripture. Come on, did you get anything today? All right, let's go in our Bibles to Hebrews 11. We'll close right here. I hope you got something out of this. Hebrews 11. We have to be doers of the Word. Everybody say doers of the Word. So you have to ask yourself, am I doing the Word? Am I actually doing what the Bible said do? I don't know why I'm thinking of the story. But, you know, I mean, you don't have to have feelings. You just got to obey. See, sometimes, well, I see this. I see this with people. they feel really good, so they're spiritual today, but they don't feel good the next day, so they're not spiritual the next day. I mean, we don't live with feelings. Now, thank God for feelings. Amen. I got born again amongst older Pentecostals. I know a little bit about the feeling religion. Some of it was really good. Don't misunderstand me. We need some of that. But not to live by them. Amen. I was praying for a lady to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues one day in a Pentecostal church, And I knew what they were like, you know. And so, but you know, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, if you ask the Holy Spirit, the Father for the Holy Spirit, He's not going to give you something else. Right? And so this lady comes up to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, probably been seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit for 45 years. I don't know that, but I just know. I know the type. And so I want to get you in faith. So I said, pray this after me. You know, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And this may not be, this isn't word for word, but thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. She prays it. You know, that you promised the Holy Spirit. You promised the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's a free gift. The Holy Spirit's a free gift. I believe when the hands are laid on me, I believe when hands are laid on me, I'll receive the Holy Spirit. I'll receive the Holy Spirit. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking other tongues. With the evidence of speaking other tongues. In Jesus' name. Amen. I laid hands on her. You know what she did? She started speaking in tongues. You know what she did with her head? She got going, no. What was she saying? It can't be this way. It can't be this easy. She literally in the prayer line is shaking her head like, no. And I think she even may have said no. In other words, it can't be this way. I can't get these. I didn't see any glory balls. There wasn't any angels fly by. Wasn't any lightning strike. Listen. God doesn't always do that all the time. How many know that? Thank God the times He does these supernatural manifestations, but He just expects us to take Him at His word. Yes. Amen. And if His word says it, praise God, it's ours. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, times we just think, oh, if I just felt it. No, you don't have to feel anything. Thank God for feelings. Just believe. Yes. Remember what Thomas said, if I could just see the print of the nails, if I could just touch where He was thrust in His side with the sword. In fact, He rebuked him, didn't He? He said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those that haven't seen and yet believe. Amen. All right, are you in Hebrews 11? Look at Hebrews 11, verse number 30. This is it for today. Hebrews 11, 30. The Bible says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed or encircled about 7 days. Now notice this. Have you remember the story of the walls of Jericho? Yeah. Yeah. Woo, what a story. Amen. But guess what? You know what God tell them? He told them, He said, I have given you Jericho. That's what He told. He told Joshua, children, I've given you Jericho. I've given you that city. I've given it into your hand. But even though God said that, they still had to act in faith on what God said. Right? God said, this is the way you're going to get it. See, God's promised us some things, but then He tells us how to access them. And He said, you're going to have to walk around the city one time for 6 days and keep your mouth shut. Come on, remember that story? Remember that? And then the seventh day, you walk around it 7 times. Keep your mouth shut till we blow the ram's horn. Can you imagine this? You're in Jericho, and you see these people walk around one day. I mean, look, if everybody did it, there was probably a couple million people that did it. There were 600,000 footmen, the Bible said, came out of Egypt. 600,000 men, not counting women and children. And a mixed multitude. They didn't count. So just Israeli men, there were 600,000. So there's probably 1.5 million, 2 million. And that'd be something to see, wouldn't it? If they were all doing it, walking around the city. Remember that? Come on. And the people in the city were throwing slushies at them. Remember that? Yeah. keep walking. Don't you ever watch VeggieTales? Don't you ever see that one, the Jericho, the big wall, you know, they're walking around the wall and these guys are throwing slushies at them over the wall. Keep walking, but you won't knock down our wall. Keep walking, because it's never going to fall. It's plain to see that your brains are very small if you think walking will be knocking down our wall. Have you ever seen that? How many know? Listen, they had to walk to knock down the wall. Why? What's walking around the wall? God said, do it. If he said, do it, that's the way it works. And so they did it. And you know what happened? On the seventh day, it fell. But guess what? They had to do something. How many know? You can't be lazy. We listen, the Bible says in Hebrews, it says, the King James, I like the way the King James says it. It says, be not slothful. Be not slothful. What does that mean? Sluggish. But the King James uses the word sloth. How many ever seen a sloth? You know what a sloth does most of the day? Hangs on a tree. 90% of its life is spent hanging on a tree. I'll just tell you some facts about a sloth because you probably don't know many. They can move, you know, like it takes them about a minute to move about 7 to 10 feet. They're that slow. If they drop one of their babies out of the tree to the ground, they won't even go down and get it. I know some Christians like that. None in here. I'm not looking at Scott because Scott's one of them. I'm looking at Scott because he's back there. Just don't want to look around. I mean, some Christians are just too lazy to fight. They'll just take whatever life throws at them. And you know what you'll have? Whatever life throws at you. But I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight with the Word. I'm going to tell the devil, you're not stealing my health. You're not stealing my finances. Amen. You're not stealing anything that belongs to me. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. You didn't attack a sloth. So now you know what being slothful means. See, it means being lazy spiritually. You can be lazy spiritually just like you could be lazy naturally. And it produces the same results. Amen. What did the Bible say? You don't work, you don't what? I like what Pastor Ingolf said. I think the more you work, the more you ought to get to eat. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I've been working a lot lately. Hallelujah. Thank God. Now, are you a doer of the Word? You've got to ask yourself, am I actually doing what the Word says to do in a situation? You having marriage problems? Don't say amen. What do? You do what the Word says. What's the Word say? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Right? Wives, respect your husbands. Right? We do what the Word says. When we do what the Word says, guess what? We get the Word results. Amen. Praise God for His Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank God.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.